this worked. Norman was able to convert many to Islam through his political marriages. By this time, Muhammad and his followers had amassed a mighty army and used it to spread Islam across the region. As they came to each village, the people were given a choice: convert to Islam or die by the sword. As Muhammad thought about all the idols in the Kaaba, which is the house of God of Mecca, it's a big black stone that supposedly fell. until 1250. This began something that continued until 1250 AD, and that is every subsequent Germanic king upon his ascension to the throne had to go to Rome and be crowned emperor by the Pope. This is what's known in history as the Holy Roman Empire. It was the Pope in alliance with Germanic kings. In return, the emperors would give their consent for who would be Pope. So we're talking a real state church alliance here. So the Pope gets to put on the show and crowning the guy as emperor, thus giving the impression that he's got the authority from God to declare he's going to be king and secular ruler. But then, in turn, when a Pope dies, the one to succeed him just can't be brought in by anybody or voted in just by church authority. He's got to meet the approval of the emperor. In 960